Next month.
You've been here 3 years. The original Church of God, yeah. And this formerly was the Mount Olive Baptist Church, Washington.
Yeah.
And this scene was painted by Cassius Clay Sr.
That's correct.
We'll want to get the dimensions in a minute. Do you have any idea when it was painted?
Yeah, March 1966.
That's about when we had figured that he was active. Yeah. So March 66. Are there members in your congregation who were there then, even though it's a different denomination?
No.
All right. So, very good. And how often how do you fill the baptistry? Is it with a spout or a hose or?
No, we have to run directly in there. See, the spout runs out. Yes, got a direct run right into
the side. It's unusual shape, so that when we get the dimensions, it's going to be an unusual dimension, and I'm interested in that. Wonderful.
Right. And they said that represents, where he got that paint, that represents the Jordan.
Yes, yeah. Represents the Jordan River, and most of them do. In fact, they're called Jordans, or as we sometimes pronounce that, Jordans.
Jordan, right.
And they're remarkable. Now, your denomination is an immersionist denomination.
Yeah, that's right.
I see.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there are several of the immersionist denominations have these, but they're fascinating. Many people have never seen one. That is out in the general public.
Oh, yes.
They have not. They have no idea what a baptistry is, and a baptistry painting is. Foreign to them. Has this been retouched? Do you think?
This is the original.
Just the way he did it.
This is the original.
Ooh.
The way he put it up there.
Well, and it has certainly held up well,
hasn't it?
It really, really has. Now I'm going to see if we can
here and painted this and left. The same day, he had just painted in one day. We got another church, he's done the same thing. He never leaves none of his.
Never signs.
No.
Never signs it. And does it largely in one day?
Does it largely in one day.
Oh my, did the church give him a love offering?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Good. I would hope so.
Yeah. And all of his paintings, as you see here, his paintings, that's from the baptism. See down at the bottom there? That's from where we run the
warm
water.
Flows the water.
Right.
The water of the Jordan flows in here.
In here. Right.
Beautiful. All right. Well, let's get these dimensions then. The baptistry at the original Church of God is 17.6 in length.
About 5 feet.
A side wall is painted 5 feet, and from that wall it appears that the Jordan is flowing right into the baptistry. And in height it is, we will see in just a moment,
10 feet.
10 feet in height. It has an impressionist pastiche. It has snowy mountain peaks in the background, and both tropical and northern kinds of trees in the foreground. There are the banks of the Jordan prominent on both sides, and the scale is well done, even in the back where it does not appear to the congregation. There are trees and the space is well covered. It has not been touched or resurfaced or touched up in any way, but it is in very good shape, basically. And there is no curtain over the baptistry so that the congregation can see it at every service, reminiscent of what baptism means for the new Christian. We're talking about the origination of the original Church of God. And it started about 1940?
Yeah, in Murray County, Tennessee. And our founder, Bishop C.W. Gray, he believed in the women preachers. It started out Church of God Sanctified.
Yes, oh, I know that.
All right.
But then it is a group of churches, a denomination.
Right.
And approximately how many churches do you have?
We've got 62 churches.
All right.
And
you do have women ministers.
That's right. We believe in the women ministers. We got ordained.
So did you.
That's right. But once they went to court,
yes,
the judge awarded the churches, all of the churches, mm-hmm. to Bishop Gray. Mm-hmm. But he said he did not want those churches that didn't believe in the women preachers to go in with him. So what he done is he went out and put the original Church of God, he put that original on the front. He was the original.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, but he started it originally, and the others who didn't want to come in were permitted to leave.
That's right.
That was very, very kind.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Army.
In the fellowship hall of the original Church of God, there is a tapestry that is a copy of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. And then if you'd tell us where it came from.
Okay, come from West Germany. My brother-in-law served in the United States Army, mm-hmm. and he brought that back with him when he served. He served in the United States Army in the year of 69 through 72.
So that's about 25 years old, came from West Germany, and by way of the pastor's brother-in-law.
Yes, and he's got a brother, Rudolph.
Rudolph
Clay.
Clay is Cassius Clay Sr.'s brother.
Right. Now, Cassius Clay Jr.'s, Muhammad Ali's brother.
I see. And it's Rudolph Clay.
Clay. Yes.
Does he still live in town?
I don't know. The last I heard, he was commuting between Louisville and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he, in fact, inherited some painting ability from his father.
Oh, he's just as good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll want to contact him if I can.
You can contact him. Just look
under Rudolph Clay.
Clay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Cassius Clay Sr. painted a picture
on Muhammad. It's 1821 West Muhammad. He also painted that.
1821 West Muhammad.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. This is what we need to know. We're at the St. Paul's Missionary Baptist Church, which was completed in 1972. We're going to go in and see about the baptistry at this time. Perhaps the Reverend Lincoln Bingham, who is pastor, will be present. We are in the St. Paul Baptist Church. The baptistry scene here shows marked signs of being the work of Cassius Clay. What is different about this scene is that John the Baptist is baptizing Jesus in a considerable stream of flowing water, and the dove of the Spirit is hovering close by. It is a smaller scene, but again, the banks of the Jordan are prominent. There are no specific trees. There are a blended clump of trees in the background, and there are reflections of the Baptist robe, which is a crude robe of as described in Scripture, and Jesus is in a white robe. The features are Semitic or Middle Eastern, and the coloring of the figures is darker than you would find in Caucasian baptistries. There are hills of verdant growth in the background, and what would be a small version of two of the Golan Heights in the background. Oh, you are so nice. The painting is, and the St. Paul Baptist Church is about 6 by 11. It does have red hanging drapes in front of it on a brass rod. There are 8 memorial windows, each with a rondelle, and one of the one to the right, nearest the pulpit, as the congregation faces the front, is of a dove that has, in fact, a halo. The second window is of a dove, and it has a cross and the gifts of the Spirit radiating down with a small replica of gifts of the Spirit, 7 of them, in the middle. The third window, which is the Christmas window, has the star with the two streamers coming down, with the Chi Rho, and there are arcs leading into the cradle of the Christ child. The fourth window is the scripture window and has a Holy Bible, so indicated in the rondel. There is a large marbleized piece of glass at the top of a lampstand, which stands for the lamp of the Word of God, as it is a light to our feet. As you face the pulpit on the left, the first window from the back is the Ten Commandments window. And as you move on toward the front, there is the Trinity window that has the typical standard Father, Son, Spirit, God in the middle, and is not, and is around, the symbol for the Trinity that goes back beyond the Middle Ages. The third window as you approach the front is a window that indicates the apostles and communion. There are 12 crosses, and there is a Chi Rho, and there is a communion cup. The window closest to the pulpit, as you are facing the pulpit on the left side of the church, is the crucifixion window with three crosses, a blank white space that is to be the superscription above the cross, and a dark ray pierced by lightning. At the foot of each cross is a scourge whereby those who were crucified were scourged before they were crucified. There are two jewels, as they are referred to, and they are in the Holy Bible window and in the Last Supper window. One is the one in the supper window is amber. The one in the Bible window is a clear crystal. Again, as was his custom, this baptistry picture is not signed, but it bears the iconographic stamp of Cassius Clay, Sr. As one goes back into the office, there is the creation window with the hand of God, the sun, the moon, the world, green trees, and verdant grass with the waves of the waters and the blue of the heavens. The window in the secretary's office bears the inscription, "The Lord is my light," with the hand that is holding a torch. This would make, indeed, in addition to the eight windows in the sanctuary, two others. In the pastor's study is the Ye Praise the Lord window with two trumpets. In between the pastor's study and the secretary's study, which is a workroom, there is a window which again is the lamp window, signifying the Word of God, but it is not as elaborately done as the memorial window in the sanctuary. In the secretary's office of the St. Paul Baptist Church, there is a wonderful Da Vinci Last Supper, but all of the figures are African-American or black apostles and Christ. At At the back of the sanctuary, there's a five loaves or a loaves and fishes window with the Cairo above it. This also is not a memorial window, but this means there are 13 complementary stained glass windows in the congregation, the 13th being the one that is a duplicate of the lamp of salvation, or the lamp is the word of God, in the workroom behind the sanctuary. In the foyer of the church, there are two additional windows. The backgrounds of all of these windows are the same, but this is the ark window with blue heaven, waves, and the brown ark, reminiscent of course, Noah's ark. And across from it, facing in the foyer, is again a window of communion with the grapes and the wheat sheaves leading into the communion cup, and a vine and a branches symbol from John's gospel. In the foyer leading downstairs is the Gospel of Mark window with the winged lion, which is Mark's iconographic symbol. Now there should be in the women's room leading off of the entry foyer, there is the counterpart to the Gospel of Mark, namely the Gospel of Matthew with the winged angel or human figure, the iconographic symbol for Matthew. And in the men's room, which is across from that, adjacent to the Mark symbol, is the eagle of St. John. In the rondel in the middle. I knew there would have to be a fourth one. I'll tell you which one it is. It's Luke.
Yes, it is.
And in the other side of the stairwell leading into the basement, there is the winged ox of the symbol of Luke. In each of the gospel windows, they are identified not only by iconographic symbols, but also by figures that indicate in writing that these are the iconographic symbols of the four Gospels. We are at the First Virginia Avenue Baptist Church, and Charles Duncan, the pastor,
yes,
has greeted us. We're now going into the baptistry area to take some pictures of a scene done by Cassius Clay Sr.
Right up there,
yes,
turn the light on for
that would be very kind. He's going to turn the light on for us.
Can you move the hem forward?
Yes, you can.
And it is obviously a picture by Cassius Clay because it has his iconographic style, but it again is very different in kind from the other two we have seen. This has a broad, wide Jordan River banked by trees that are formed masses, and on the side again leading into the baptistry is the stream, and there are palm trees there. It is the plainest of the paintings, that is, with less particular embellishments of the three we have thus far seen. Do you know when this was painted approximately?
No, I do not.
All right. How long, how old is this church building?
All right, let me go see if I can find a history manual.
Oh, that would be very helpful. Thank you. And do you perhaps have a tape measure anywhere?
I'll see.
All righty. Thank you kindly, sir. Oh, are you sure? Well, I thank you, brother. This church building was built in 1919, and we've just been presented with the historical summary of the church. There are two observable entries into the baptistry, and each one of them is fully painted so that the audience does not see these portions, but the baptismal candidate does, and there is a complete covering of the surface. There is some modest damage at the top, but again, we assume this has never been retouched or repainted. It has not been retouched or repainted, and it has red drapes in front of it. The central panel of the baptistry is 79 inches, and as one observes the paint closer, one sees there's a circular swirl with a buttery kind of paint finish. The height of the baptistry is 110 inches in height. Now, this does not include the side panels, which are painted with equal care as the central panel. What is distinctive is the buttery brush stroke in semicircles that he made here. Do you know if this was painted in one day? We were told it is the custom of Cassius Clay Sr. to paint the baptistry in one day and never to sign it. But this is indisputably his work because it has the same kind of basic style that the others have.
Good.
Mrs. Clay died last year. But I don't know if there are other immediate family members. I think there is a sister, but I don't know her name. Hubert Clay is the brother who lives between here and Chicago. That is, has homes in both places. There are about 100 people in attendance each Sunday?
More like 200.
200, I would think so. The choir loft is to either side of the pulpit, giving the baptistry a central position behind the pulpit, and the windows are remarkably vitrine-type glass with geometric figures in the middle of each. There are no biblical scenes, but the overall effect of light is very great in this sanctuary. We are at the Hill Street Baptist Church with Reverend Gregory Smith as pastor. The building was completed in 1941. The location is 412 Hill Street, and it's at Hill and 24th. Andy is taking an exterior picture, as he is at each place we have been going, as well as the interior pictures. Oh, because we ask at the First Virginia Avenue Church how to get here, and they knew how to get here.
They had one down there too.
They have one at First Virginia Avenue.
Well, let me introduce you to.
I want to meet our friends. Hello.
This is Miss Beulah Smith.
Hello, Sister Smith. Nice to see you.
Andy
Walls. That's with an H. It's Hendricks. Hello, Deacon. Good to see you today.
And I'm
wonderful, Andy Walls, and I'm William Hendricks.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Professor of Theology.
That's correct. Oh, it's way up there, isn't it? And we want to get up there.
Okay.
And in the Hill Street Baptist Church, the baptistry is to the left of the pulpit and is on a second floor level. It is obviously a work of Cassius Clay Sr. because it again has his iconography. What is different about this one is that it has a low ceiling and it is painted with clouds. His characteristic is to paint most of the surfaces. This is the only one of his that has a waterfall in the distance, and it has two articulated trees in the front, two to the middle, and then it has bunches of trees in indistinguishable style behind that. It looks as though the sun is rising over the mountain in the distance. Standing in the baptistry, again he has painted all apparent surfaces. And on the side surfaces there is a brushstroke impressionist kind of paint, but in the center are the more articulated features. And with the sunrise, there is a reflection of that along the Jordan River and in the front part of the baptistry. There is characteristic of his paintings, at the bottom of each of them, there is a spray that indicates the Jordan is moving. That is, that it is living or moving water. And characteristic also, he has not signed this. To the wall on the right, there is lush tropical, of course, lush tropical vegetation. And I repeat, the ceiling, which is done with his circular strokes of a broad trowel kind of effect, similar to the one we saw at First Virginia Avenue, although the painting on the plaster wall here is does not have, well, has some few of those kinds of strokes. I'm going to interview two of the members of the congregation. Please tell us your name.
Beulah Smith.
Sister Beulah Smith and?
Richard Walton.
Richard Walton, who is a deacon.
Yeah.
How long?
Trustee.
How long, Mrs. Smith, have you been a member of this church?
I guess about 40-some years.
40-some years, 40-plus years. And you, Brother Walton?
Mine about the same, about 40-plus years.
Good. Do you remember when this baptistry was painted?
Yes.
Do you recall the year?
No, I don't recall the
year. I don't recall years very well either.
No, I don't remember.
But you do know that it was Cassius Clay Sr. Who painted it, because I could tell that when I saw the painting. Mm-hmm. It came from his style. He does not sign them, but I assume that the church at the time he painted it would have been in the 60s or 70s, that the church gave him a love offering for painting the baptistry. And one of the pastors of the churches told us that he did all of his work in one day. Do you know if that's the case here?
No, I don't remember him being
in
more than one day.
I don't either.
So apparently that was his characteristic. Mm-hmm. He would come in and paint it in one day. And then there would be a love offering. And this has not been retouched, I think. It has not. I didn't see any signs of anybody retouching it. The dove has been added.
Yeah.
And the dove is a symbol of the Spirit, so it's an appropriate thing at baptism. Are there any distinctive features about this church? Approximately how many members do you have?
Let's see. I guess we would have about, 800 or more.
Oh my, that's a good number. How many folk ordinarily come on a Sunday?
It's usually these seats are all filled up in our family.
As well as the sanctuary.
Yes.
So you have a good attendance,
on Sunday.
Yes. There is educational space all the way around the sanctuary extension in this congregation, and it is clean and tastefully kept. There are rooms divided off by dividing pulling doors, so that the classes can have privacy. Do you remember any special events of the church?
One of the things, now when we had one time, they changed these classrooms up here because they were kind of elevated. They took out the elevated and made them flat and started the
So originally it was kind of a balcony effect and elevated, and they took the chair, took the floor and flattened it so that it would be appropriate Sunday school rooms.
Yes.
Brother Walden, do you remember anything special about the congregation or the church in your long years here?
Well, no, I guess not. Nothing special.
Been many baptisms in that baptistry, I'm sure.
Yes.
And I'm not, where would the dressing rooms be for the brothers and the sisters?
See these rooms right
yes,
here?
Yes, I see.
Where the doors are open.
Yes. The dressing rooms for both men and women are adjacent, and there is easy access to the baptistry from there. There are iron railings, tastefully painted like the rest of the room, around three sides of the balcony extension in here. Is there anything else that you can think of that might be of interest in this congregation? It doesn't seem, if you have 800, it doesn't seem to be declining.
No, it doesn't. In fact, I think it's growing. I don't know, I may be wrong, but to me, we have new members joining.
Good. Well, this is
men,
a...
Men, women, and children.
Wonderful. It's intergenerational. And there is a fair representation of older folks and middle and younger folks then.
Yes.
Good. Well, that means the church has a future, you know. And there is an extension on the other side of the church sanctuary. There are instruments, a percussion instruments, and an amplifier indicating a good music program. And the choir chairs are off to the left of the pulpit and pastor under a kind of canopy inset that is fronted by iron ornamental work. Above the pastor's chairs, a cross with lights on it, and the church is air conditioned. Do you remember being here before it was air conditioned?
Yes, we were here before it was. Definitely.
Well, I sometimes say I live before air conditioning, but I don't want to have to live after. Yes. And do you recall the old fans, sometimes funeral parlor fans? That
oh,
would...
yes, we always had different. They had a funeral. The funeral director would leave some fans so that we would have, you know, the congregation.
Right.
And we had fans.
That's interesting, and that's an ancient custom that is going out sometimes a little today because so many of the congregations, the church buildings, are air-conditioned. Well, I assume that many of the church members then have been here a long while.
I think, yes, many of them.
So there are aging people in the congregation, but you are also being replenished with young adults and children. Do you have a good youth and children's program?
We have a beautiful children's program.
Good.
On Wednesday night, we have someone that instructs the children, and they are beautiful, the group, and there's a good many of them.
Wonderful.
And they teach those children every week.
Yes. You know that bears fruit. It is typical today that when children reach their teen years, they tend to drop out of the church for a while. But the instruction they learned as children will certainly stay with them. Do you have anything to add?
No. I was thinking about the little ones are singing and doing that part, and then when in a few years, you know, our children change, then we have the youth group, the younger, and they're singing.
And they're having a music
and
program.
And so that kind of makes you feel good when you see
yes,
the
it does. It's coming
you
along.
Say, now, who is this? This was so-and-so's little child, and now they're singing with the youth group.
Yes, so you've got two and maybe even sometimes three generations in the church. Yes. Well, I thank you both so much. You've told me things that I couldn't have found out any other way. We call this oral history. That is, history that's taken down by people who've lived through it.
Yeah.
I wonder, as I look at your architecture, was the baptistry originally up there, or might it have been under the floor?
It was down in the basement.
It was in the basement. Yeah. Now, that's interesting. Is there still the shell of that showing, or you put that over? But originally, the baptistry was in the basement, and then it moved up to what would be a second level here, where it's in the sight of all the congregation. Wonderful. We now are at the Burnett Avenue Missionary Baptist Church. It was erected in 1966. I think it's this side, Andy. We are in the Burnett Avenue Baptist Church. The baptistry is quite obviously a Cassius Clay baptistry, but it is distinctive in that it has a half sunrise in a brilliant orange color that we have not seen in any other of his works. The waters have a waterfall behind them and are tumbling into the baptistry. The paintings on either side of the banks of the Jordan have only discrete trees with clumps off to the side where the congregation cannot observe them. There is a palm tree to the front, very pronounced, on the right side as you face the picture, and one a little further back as you move toward the horizon. There's a series of hills, much like the Golan Heights, in the background. The waters are blue and clear, as they are in every instance, and the trees are five discrete trees to the left, and then bushes of clumps of trees behind that. Do you have any idea? We're speaking with, tell us your name again.
Ralph Smock.
Ralph Smock. Do you know when this was painted?
No, I don't, but the church was built in
66, wasn't
66.
It? 66. So it would have to be after that. Apparently, it has not been touched up or changed since it was painted. I don't think so. Now, how may I look in there?
Go
through
right
this way?
A couple of steps there.
Thank you, sir. And as characteristic, there is one wall which is painted as part of the continuous scene, and all surface of the baptistry, whether it can be observed from the congregation or not, is completely painted. And we see some hills penciled in that were not completed in this particular section to the left that the congregation cannot see. And yet on second thought, those seem to be cracks in the plaster. There's very fine, thin line cracks in the plaster. And the most unusual feature of this scene is indeed the sunrise with its bright orange of tents behind the Golan Heights, and that is reflected somewhat in the waters ahead of it, and we see them on the side again where the spout actually puts water into the baptistry is the water from the Jordan, which is symbolically flowing into the baptistry with clouds and a very predominant blue sky with some red bushes, as it were, on both the other side and on the back here.
Good, I hadn't seen the spider webs yet.
I don't, because I haven't been here long. We, in talking with Ralph, we discover that the painting was indeed, the love offering was given by Dr. Maxwell's wife. And it is traditional that you would give a love offering in return for the painting of the baptistry. In this particular situation, the entry into the baptistry is through the church office, which is to one side where one comes out of the baptistry. At the end over here, the baptistry is 94 inches high and about a third of the frontal picture cannot be seen from the congregation. Andy, would you be kind of
I'll run it out.
Okay,
to
run it out for us. Okay, that's 131 inches long.
Let's do that side piece. Okay.
And the back part is 130 inches long, and the wall, which is facing the steps as one enters the baptistry, is
4 feet and 1 inch
wide. The architecture of the church is an oblong. It has a balcony. It is seating close together, and it has the orange tinted windows, which indeed have green shades in order to block out the heavy and most intense light of the sun. The choir sits on both sides of the pastor's pulpit and chairs. There is one large chair in the middle and two side chairs. There is again instruments, percussion instruments with the piano and with a keyboard for music in the congregation. The janitor informs us that there is a Sister Maxwell in the congregation who does not remember the date that it was painted, but she stood and watched him, or was watched him painting, and again it took one day. This was the donor, and she watched while Cassius Clay Sr. did the painting. This is the woman who donated.
Ruby Maxwell.
Did she do it in honor or memory of her husband?
He wasn't dead.
No, she just gave the funds for the painting, and it has not been retouched since it was done, and it is highly interesting because of the sun, which is a bright orange and may even be a iridescent orange. This church building, that is the church building of the N Street Baptist Church, was built in 1903 and re-erected in 1948. If the baptistry was done at the same time, that would of course be our earliest baptistry, but we suspect that the baptistry may have been redone with the decoration of the church. We are now in the sanctuary of the N Street Baptist Church. There are two tapestries in the front, one of them the Lord's Supper after Da Vinci, and the other Jesus as the Good Shepherd. As we look at the baptistry painted by Cassius Clay, obviously his style is here. There are distinctive features in this one in that there are sheep on each side of the baptistry. They cannot be observed by the congregation, but there is one sheep in the background and two and sheep on either side, and also we have a Cassius M. Clay signature, which is most unusual, with the date of 1971. And the door leads into the baptistry, and it is painted as a part of the scene. And The sides, the two sides, are likewise fully painted, including the small enclosure, and the sheep are the distinctive feature of this baptistry scene. And the fact that it is signed and dated 1971 by Cassius M. Clay. So we have come into another, but each one has been very distinctive, yet the style is universally throughout the style of this painter. It is a not a trained artist, but a good artist who has put the palm trees in this one. In the back of the scene are mystical mountains, as it were, and what is so interesting is, in fact, that he painted the door as part of the scene, and it just the large palm tree flows over the door and into the baptistry and up onto the ceiling. And in fact, the ceiling is painted with a blue with the exception of the palm trees. The pipes that are above in this instance by the fluorescent light are painted the same color as the sky. I do not believe that this painting has been retouched either. It is as he originally did it. We will assume also that he painted it in one day, as was his custom, to come and paint in one day. There certainly is a difficulty as to how he got behind the water pipes to paint the palm tree. It may be that those pipes have been added since this painting was done. As you face the front of the the sanctuary, there is a small window with a lantern symbolizing the Christ, the church, the ship of Zion, and you can see that across. Now back to the left as you're facing the front are the Ten Commandments on two tablets, as you might expect, and facing those appears to be a rose, namely Jesus' Rose of Sharon. It is a plant of some sort. Then as you move toward the back, the second window on the left has the Holy Bible in its rondel, and the third window on the side, the left side, extends up into the balcony. And in the front there are two windows. One has the vine, the grapes, and the cup. And as you mount the stairs, you will be able to see the tops of the other windows. The one across from the grapevine is indeed possibly either a pomegranate or I'm not certain, but it is a flower. It is not easily identifiable. And the one as you face the front and is to the right has in it a symbol. And the symbol there is the cross with the words faith, and I must move closer to see the other two words. The cross surrounded by a rope symbolizing the gift of faith and rescue, and the words are faith, hope, and charity, to be sure, the three cardinal virtues. Charity, instead of the shorter word and more prominent one today, love. As you move toward the sanctuary, inward on the right, the second window toward the front is a cross. And the third window is what I indicated, that Lily of the Valley scene. There are approximately 150 people in this church. It is within the shadows of Churchill Downs in a somewhat stable community. It is nicely maintained, and the predominant color, as in many of the other churches, is a red. To the back of the baptistry, on the left as you face the front of the sanctuary, is a small parlor, tastefully done parlor, where also some of the candidates robe for baptism. And to the right, there is a comparable room where also candidates robe for baptism. And behind the sanctuary, there is a choir robing room. But do you also use this for baptismal? You use the next door, don't you?
Yes.
All right. So those are the two, women and men. And you have only this one entrance into the baptistry. The entrance is a small door from the middle room behind the sanctuary. There are about an average of how many in Sunday school each Sunday or church?
About 60 in Sunday school.
About 60 in Sunday school and maybe 80 to 100 in church?
Yeah.
All right. The church has adequate parking facilities and is well appointed. The church has adequate property in the neighborhood if they should choose to expand building, put up educational or recreational facilities.
And level that off.
Churchill Downs has donated some dirt which was brought over and dumped on the property that will, when leveled out, be used as additional parking space. Is there an indebtedness on the church?
No.
No indebtedness on the church. It is understood that Cassius Clay Sr. was living in this neighborhood when he painted this scene, and his signature is there, Cassius Marcellus Clay, Cassius M. Clay, 1971, February, which signs and dates this. This is the only one in which we've seen the animals, and there are observable 5 sheep. And the palm trees are more pronounced here, and they are palm trees throughout. There are no clumps of trees in the background, but they're indistinguishable and done in an impressionist style of broad brush strokes. I'm talking now with Mrs.
Evelyn Graham.
Evelyn Graham, who has been a member of the N Street Baptist Church for
51 years.
For 51 years, and has seen a lot of the history of this church take place. In fact, that's more than half of the lifetime of this church. Do you remember when the baptistry scene, well, it was painted in 71, because this one is signed and dated February 71 by Cassius M. Clay.
Same.
Yes, yes, of course. And that's unusual because we've been to 5 others of his baptistry paintings today, and this is the only one that is signed. Do you remember any of the circumstances about the painting?
No, I don't, but I know that Cassius used to live out here.
And Cassius Clay Sr. lived in this neighborhood.
Right out the back here.
Right out the back, close to Churchill Downs, right in the backyard, to be sure, of Churchill Downs. Do you have any memory of how much the love offering was that was given to him for the painting?
I have no idea.
No idea. It was customary, and in one way, this is one of the ways he earned his livelihood.
Right.
Did he have another job that you know?
Not that I know.
All right. There was a son, Rudolph. I'm trying to trace him down if he's still in Louisville. And then, of course, Muhammad Ali is the son. I thought there was a sister also who might be living in Louisville. I want to contact the family to see what they remember about the paintings. Yes, but there is a sister.
I don't think it was Cassius' sister or his wife's sister.
Uh-huh.
I know her last name is Wardell.
Wardell. And I'm thinking now of the younger generation. There was Rudolph, the brother, and Cassius Clay Jr. And was there a girl in the family? No girl, just the two boys. And if I recall right, in 1994 it was when Mrs. Clay died.
Yes.
Last year.
Yes.
And but Rudolph is the other boy.
Yes. He's younger than Cash.
Yes. Yes, I understand. And therefore, I understood from one of the pastors that he was living in Louisville part-time and maybe in Chicago part-time. I'll try to trace this down from the phone book mm-hmm. and talk with members of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk with Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay Jr. to see any of his memories of his father's work, of his artwork. So, this is a very handsome church, and it has nice windows in it. The steps are hard to negotiate for older folks. You wouldn't know about that, but the front steps are a little steep. However, the church has built a ramp so that persons who have difficulty with stairs can come to the church. And there are obviously some older people in the church. Do you have many children or youth?
Yes, we have a bus ministry. They're bused in. They're not from this immediate neighborhood.
I see. Well, that certainly keeps your church with a livelier future to bus in the young.
Several housing projects.
Good.
Every Sunday morning we pick them up for Sunday school and they spend the day.
Yes.
Plus Wednesday night. They're here Wednesday night also.
Good. You have primary services on Sunday morning and Wednesday night.
Right.
Yes. That's the way many churches are going today. Wednesday night is the second largest service in most Baptist
right.
churches.
And we have dinner.
We do too.
5:30 Wednesday.
Yes, and that's the major way we get them in, by an inexpensive dinner, which they help to pay for.
Well, ours is not inexpensive. It's free.
Oh, my. Well, that is wonderful. So that is a part of your missionary service.
Right, and we have breakfast every Sunday morning before
do
Sunday
you?
School.
That is a wonderful way of serving people and of helping them to come to the services. Because if they had to come home from work and cook on Wednesday night, they couldn't make it. And Sunday mornings just somehow seem to be very difficult for folks to negotiate. You do have breakfast.
Yes.
I'm going to ask your pastor, Jack Jackson, who is one of my students, to take me down to the fellowship hall so I can look and see your facilities down there. Good. Do you have any other memories? Did you know Mrs. Clay?
No, I didn't. I only saw, he lived right here on Haywood, right at the back of the church.
Yes.
The house has been torn down. And I remember him going with his easel and things, mm-hmm. going to work, but he always had these little boys behind him.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently she worked.
She must have. And I, as I understood from one source, this was his primary source of income. And therefore, he would do one each day, the days he had assignments, would do one and complete it within that day.
I didn't realize he had done other churches. Around.
Yes, indeed. We have been, this is the sixth one today, and mm-hmm. we know there are some others that the people have referred us to,
mm-hmm.
but you see, they wouldn't be in the older churches, that is, the older buildings, because he did his work in the 60s and the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when you redecorate the church building. This building is from 47. But do you remember when it was redone?
I remember when it was built.
You remember when it was built, this building?
Yes.
1947.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's a vivid memory. Were you living across the street from the church at that time?
At that time, I was living up the street with my parents.
Yes. How interesting. Well, I thank you very much for these memories from the N Street Baptist Church. That is in a very well-kept neighborhood. And being close to the Downs, of course, it is a somewhat secure neighborhood and a very pleasant place to live, I would think.
I enjoyed it. I've been here all my life.
I'm sure. It is really home.
In fact, my grandfather did all the plaster in this church.
Now, that's an interesting observation. Her grandfather did all the plastering in this
and
church.
And the bricklaying.
And the bricklaying. Well, he virtually then built the church, didn't he? Except
for,
yes, not the frame. But, well, that's wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Right from the back here, it's just a big vacant lot.
She's just been telling me that the address must have been 619 Haywood, and this was the place where they lived until the boys were mid-teens or early teens. Yes. Well, tell me about the marching down in 49 when the church was built here.
Was that when it was 49?
49 on the cornerstone.
I was in the Air Force.
Oh, you weren't here. We had, our old church was on N Street, which is now ours.
Yes.
And we assembled there for about 8:30.
Yes.
And we marched from that church into this church.
Wonderful.
And we've been here ever since.
Well, no wonder I couldn't find N Street.
It was N.
It's now called Iowa.
Iowa.
Well, no wonder about that. But when I had the address on South 6th, I understood where we were.
But see, all the streets going east and west were states.
Yes.
And then north and south.
I see.
Were numbers.
Were letters or numbers.
In years past, they were letters.
Numbers.
Well, there are some numbers still, and now there are some letters. And your stained glass window above the door has N Street Baptist Church on it. Was that brought from the old church?
No,
it was placed here. All right.
See, this is why you see 9th and Old. Church
yes.
Has their name because that was Old Street.
Exactly.
Haywood was Old
Street.
Well, you just see your kitchen, your pastor things he didn't know. Yes.
See, that was, you get what is now, it's still M Street. That was the only one.
I saw M Street.
Okay, that was M, and Owl was N, Haywood was Old. And at that time, 9th and Old, which is about 1/10 the size of what it is now.
That's right.
It is was Old Street, and that's where their name is.
Well, I wondered about that, too, and now I know.
See, now Rodman was 7th Street. And you had 6th, 7th, there was a little short street, and I called 8th, and then there was 9th. That's exactly where 9th and Old.
Well, that makes lots of sense, but yes, that's not the way it reads today.
No, and you can't look on the map and find that.
You cannot.
It's not located.
Not there anymore. I certainly thank you both for your observations. Say that again now. You carried mortar up the ramps for some of this church.
For the plastering and the laying of bricks, and this was all donated.
Look at me.
Yes.
In order that church would be in a small amount of debt rather than a large amount.
Yes, and now it's debt-free virtually.
Right.
That's wonderful. I